Bellamy's first book was a memoir about the time before, during, and after the August 12th white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. His second book is less about himself and more about his audience, a sort of self-help for white folks and black folks.
People often ask me, specifically white people, would ask me, well, what can I do to help out? What can I do in order to get into the fight? How can I educate myself and so forth? And then I would have a lot of black people say things to me like, well, you know, I'm just trying to find my voice. I'm frustrated by what's going on. I'm looking to figure out what do I do next.
So Bellamy set out to write a book that answers those questions. The first step, he says, is confronting our internal prejudices. He writes openly about his own traumatic experiences, how they fostered resentment towards white people, and the choice to forgive and go to therapy. All that internal work, Bellamy says, put him in a place where he had the privilege and power to use his voice. Here he is reading a passage.
So the sooner I stopped calling every person who disagreed with me a racist, the sooner I would be able to change minds. However, in order to change minds, I had to be willing to do what some others didn't want to do. Vigorously fight white supremacy on the front lines through policy and protests, but still leave room in my heart to have one-on-one conversations with racists and white supremacists about the topic of race.
Bellamy admits he hears from people who don't think the focus of the work should be on engaging with racists. And he agrees. But for him personally, engaging in conversation is crucial, even though it's difficult.
Does that mean it is something that's going to feel comfortable? Probably not. But am I willing to do so for the betterment of our community? Yeah. I'm willing to do that.
Bellamy writes about doing just that with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. After a racist photo was discovered in Northam's medical school yearbook page, Bellamy, like others, called on him to resign. When it became clear that wasn't happening, Bellamy says they had very frank and candid conversations.
I could sit there and be mad at Governor Northam all day, but he's still going to be the governor. Or am I going to use his energy to say, well, you are the governor, and because you're saying that you want to do better, let's help facilitate not only that growth, but let's bring forth some tangible policy change. And I think that we've been able to do that.
For Bellamy, tangible policy change is how white supremacy gets tackled. He points to Charlottesville's equity package, a budget bill passed in 2017 that allotted millions for new public housing and a new park in one of the city's predominantly black communities. It also provided funding for GED training for public housing residents.
Reparations will come by local governments and larger entities saying that we will be targeted in terms of creating resources and access to capital for persons who want to take advantage of such.
Bellamy calls on black people to use their experiences to run for office and advocate for their communities. He calls on white people to support them with their dollars and their voices. And he's hopeful that when we come together, combining our privileges and our powers, we'll see real change. I'm Mallory Nopane.